Hi everyone, this is Robin Charbit from Insight Principles, and in this recording I'd like to tell you a story and an anecdote to help reinforce and deepen your understanding of how your mind works. An interesting few months. As a Brit who is also a US citizen, I've had an interesting few months. There is a common assumption that if something happens in your country, people from other countries ask you about it, as if you had something to do with it. So of late, I've had a lot of questions about Brexit and the recent US elections, since it's November 2016. In both cases, the events left many people wondering. So what's going on? And how do you sort it out? What do you do next? As a human being, you are living in a reality created by your thinking. There is a world out there, but what you experience is entirely created in you by the thinking flowing through you in the moment. This capacity allows you to recreate, rethink the past, craft the present, and also invent a future. All of these look real and plausible. That's what the human mind does. Then something happens that you did not expect. Since the original scenario did not look like something you thought up, when the world shows up differently in your experience, it can seem confounding. In terms of recent events, there is what you expect, think, and then there is what happened and what you think about it. Seeing the function of thought creating a reality seems to help you go with the flow more. If you remember how the mind works, you'll see two things. Whatever you think looks real, and you have an infinite capacity to have new thought. Although you might be surprised by an outcome, you have a built-in capacity to see something new. When you remember where your experience is coming from, you don't seem to hang on to your thinking as much. That doesn't mean you don't care. You might care deeply, you might like an outcome, you might not. Either way, if you're open to new thoughts, those new thoughts will either put things into context or help you understand what to do next. I'm not advocating doing nothing, but that you notice what is actually going on, i.e., where the internal response to external events originates. That will leave you more present and open to the wisdom that can flow through you. It is wisdom and nothing else that will help you navigate these interesting times. Safe travels.